from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Arch nemesis, supervillain, Angela Brandt. Maybe she's forgiven Eleanor for that whole getting her arrested and sent to prison thing. We'll see in this adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero...
Angela Brandt, hold it right there. This is Special Agent Con Chonery of the FBI. You're under arrest.
Don't think you've won, Amplified. You still haven't met the Omicron Gammas.
We don't know who or what the Omicron Gammas are.
Well, we know they scare Angela Brandt.
Hello, Eleanor.
Ah, the Rook.
We are the Council of Zed.
Eleanor, it is the will of the Council that we at least point you in the right direction. There is one person who can lead you to the Omicron Gammas. Angela Brandt.
Hey, Amplified. Long time no see, eh?
Hi, Boris. Funny meeting you again, huh?
Funny like Siberian winter. He's not very funny.
No, it is not.
Okay, so guest rules. No gifts for prisoners. Nor sneaky chisels baked into cakes. Know what I mean?
Got it.
Also, no blowing up prison walls. That was big headache last time.
Yeah, sorry about that, Boris.
Hey, speaking of good old days, you ever see Maggie?
Actually, I was just with her.
She doing okay? I mean, she's happy or something?
I think so. Do you miss her, Boris?
Yes, I miss her. She was best part of my day. But she left when your friend Angela Brandt showed up. Like, next day, poof, she was gone.
Aw, Boris.
And let me tell you, this Angela Brandt, she's a handful. I'm her guard, and I'm scared of her.
Yeah.
I mean, she gets into your head, you know? Jeez. Oh, hey, speak of the unpleasant prisoner. Here we are.
Hello, Amplified.
Ah!
Okay, this is where Boris leaves. Bye-bye, Amplified.
Bye, Boris.
Alone at last, Eleanor.
Okay, no need to make things creepy.
You want to see creepy, Amplified? Spend some time in a Siberian prison.
I did, thanks to you. Look, I'm here for...
Information? About the Omicron Gammas?
Yeesh. Yes.
Too bad, hero. I ain't talking.
Brandt?
You ruined my life, Amplified. So I get to be angry, okay?
You hypnotized lots of people. You did terrible things. You literally hijacked democracy.
But did I hurt anybody?
What? Like physically?
Like at all? Guess what? Companies demand results from their CEOs. You're just mad because I was good at my job.
No. You cannot spin what you did.
Yes, I went a little too far. But I was just trying to give people a good deal on internet shopping.
By brainwashing them.
Potato, potato.
No one says potato. Tell me right now, Brad, what are the Omicron Gammas?
Oh, no. You're not asking the right way.
What do you want?
I want out of here.
Forget it. Boris, I'm ready to leave.
Eleanor, listen to me. My aunt and uncle are about to lose the family farm back in Kentucky. They need my help.
How is this my problem?
Well, it's your fault. I used to take care of that farm and pay the bills. But thanks to you, I've got nothing. And now the bank wants to take it all away.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I know if I could just get there and help them save that farm.
Brandt, you have a debt to society. You did some bad things.
I know. You've mentioned it plenty. I'll come back to prison when I'm finished.
Really?
Yes. I was arrested fair and square, and I'll do my time. But my family shouldn't have to suffer for my crimes.
And in return for my help,
I will reveal my most dangerous secret.
And how am I supposed to get you out of here?
Well, don't you have a friend at the FBI? That special agent who arrested me?
Hey, Amplified. You say you wanted to leave?
Change of plan, Boris. I need to make a phone call.
Eleanor, this is a terrible idea.
I know, Captain Chonery, but I'm out of options.
Flight attendant, could I get a beverage?
There's no flight attendant, Brent. This is a government plane. It's just us and the pilot.
Back when I had a private jet, I'd fly that thing clear across town just for kicks.
This is what I'm talking about, Eleanor. Brent is too corruptible. She'll never help you.
I'm sitting right here.
I know. I can smell the betrayal on you like a musty perfume.
I don't think I like your sassy tone, sir.
Oh, really? Does it sound like the ring of truth?
Don't you believe a person can change?
A person? Yes. You?
Them's fighting words, mister.
I've wrestled alligators with more sincerity than you, Brent.
Oh, if you want to wrestle, Special Agent Chonery, you came to the right place. I was Kentucky State champ.
Whoa, hey, calm down, you two.
Don't make threats you can't back up.
Bring it on. Is that all you got?
Take this. Some of that. My goodness, she's got the strength of 10 CEOs.
Get ready for the suplex.
Great Zanzibar.
You guys, you shouldn't wrestle on a plane. That's common sense.
Uh-huh. That's right. See? Uncle.
Uncle.
Ha, I thought so.
I had a big breakfast.
Cut it out, you two. Look, we're flying over Kentucky now.
And see, down there, that's my family farm. I never thought I'd be so happy to see it again.
We're heading right toward it.
Yes, very, very quickly.
What treachery is this? Hey, you, pilot, what's going on in there? Oh, dear.
What is it?
There's no one flying the plane.
It's the Omicron Gammas. They're trying to keep me quiet.
We're out of fuel and the controls are locked. We're going to crash.
Are there any parachutes?
There's only one.
One parachute?
Well, you know, government cutbacks.
We can share it. I've done plenty of parachuting.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, but you've got to trust me.
Okay.
Now huddle up, you two. On the count of three. One.
Eleanor.
Two.
Maybe we can just glide the plane to a landing.
Three.
No worries there.
Here we go. Woo. See? We're fine.
Angela, you saved us.
Madam, I'm sorry for how I treated you earlier.
Oh, it's okay. All I had to do was save your lives to get a little benefit of the doubt. No big deal.
Everyone okay? That could have been worse.
Besides crashing a government plane...
Yeah, sorry about that.
The FBI isn't pleased with me right now anyway.
Lucky for us, we landed right on the farm. And I bet my aunt and uncle are working in that barn. This way. Aunt Petunia, it's me, Angela.
Hey! Sarah.
Is Uncle Ken here, too?
Mario.
Hello, Uncle.
What's
Let me introduce my, friends. Amplified, Chonery. This is Aunt Petunia and Uncle Ken Guru Sr. He was a decorated Navy captain.
Aunt Petunia, Captain Ken Guru, nice to meet you.
A Navy man. I pretended to be a sea captain once.
Amplified, you might remember their son, Ken Jr., he put you on trial and exiled you to Siberia.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's my friend.
Yes, of course, Aunt Petunia, right away.
What did they say?
They said, get to work.
What?
This is a farm, not a hotel. We've got chores to do.
But?
Butts are for hogs. Amplified, feed the chickens and muck the stables.
And what are you gonna do?
I'll milk the cows.
Oh, no. You're not taking the easy job. I will milk the cows.
Be my guest.
Well there, Bessie. Easy, lass. Now, I know my hands are a little bit cold, but come on, work with me. Oof! All right, Brent, you may milk the cows.
Thank you. Why don't you go get some water?
Excellent idea.
Brandt, I know there's work to do, but how are we going to save the farm?
I haven't really worked that part out yet. Aunt Petunia, when are the bankers coming back? Oh, I see. That's happening soon? Today?
What?
The bankers are coming now to foreclose on the farm, and they're bringing the sheriff!
Eleanor, we've got trouble. I see some lawmen approaching.
You guys, it's okay. Captain Shaughnessy, you're an FBI agent.
Yeah.
You can straighten all this out.
Well...
we're totally fine. Right, Captain Shaughnessy?
Eleanor, there's something I should probably tell you.
You've got to be kidding me.
Remember when I told you I was a man of many skills?
Oh, no.
One of those skills happens to be impersonating a federal agent.
Is he joking? Because this is hilarious.
You're not an FBI agent?
Well, no. But I am wanted by the FBI, and long story short, we should probably flee because right now we are fugitives from justice.
Wait, what? Eleanor, a fugitive? Come on, Captain Shaughnessy. You were supposed to be helping. Can our heroes get out of the fire and back into the frying pan? Find out on the next adventure of Eleanor Amplify.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by a generous leadership gift from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. I hate asking, but would you mind leaving us some reviews or feedback, sending us an email to eleanoramplified@whyy.org, or just subscribing for new episodes? All of that stuff helps. Thanks.